right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Friday, it's my holiday. If you've been listening this week, you know we're now into, this is the only time I'm going to say it, Bush Free Fridays. It begins tonight. Remember, you mention Shrub's name or refer to Man or Monkey, and I ring, it's not a very good bell, I ring the bell. You can keep talking, but second offense, the call's over. Rules apply to me as well. It's going to be tough, right?
You know, I mean, I've been twisted around. I really tried to find a reason to back up these people, but I can't.
It's hard.
I feel like a damn fool.
And
I didn't vote for the damn guy.
No, I know.
But, you know.
Ah!
Good. I wanted to hear that bell. I heard there was a bell.
Now? All right. Now you've been warned. Now what?
Okay, I'm warned, but let me let you know something, brother.
Sure.
I'm living in the Bush economy.
Ah! That's it. All right, he said it. Oh, Wayne, you said it. Okay, you're out of here. We are without mercy. We are without mercy on this program, Wayne. This is that name, Free Friday. There is no mercy here. If you come to this program for mercy tonight, you have come to the wrong place. And I like Wayne, too, but I can't play favorites. I can't do it. I can't do it. He heard the bell. We are not into mercy on this program. I'm surprised at our, you know, my favorite house painter there. He heard the bell, didn't he? And then he said the word. I mean, I love him. I really do. But we are not about mercy on this program tonight. The Republicans stopped just about 100 Clinton judicial nominations. So far, the Democrats have stopped two of Bush's. Ah! Oh, God! Oh, no! What do I do, Kathy? Ring the bell. What do I do? God, I don't know what to do here. Do we end the program? Is that it? Can I go home? I got tricked. All right. I do get a warning, just like anybody else. Okay. Last night, what was it last night? What was the unit that Bush deserted from in Texas, right? I did? Nelson said I just said the B word? When did I say it? I didn't say it. I said Muhammad Oda al-Raha'if. I didn't say the B word. Kathy's just screeching at me in my headphones here that our Broken Arrow Oklahoma Bureau Chief said I just said the B word. What did I say? Where? Well, all right, here. Now. I'm if I did, it's just a complete lapse of something.
Well, and the other thing, you know, you were talking about that B word that you had mentioned that you were supposed to ring the bell. You were referring to yesterday's program and you had mentioned that B word.
Oh, I did? Okay, well, I probably did. It's hard not to say that particular word, but we must not do it tonight.
Oh, I won't do it. No, I got the rules, Kathy. Give them to me.
Okay, David, thanks for checking in, pal.
Yes, sir.
All right, you too. Yeah, here's the guy that ratted me out to Kathy. It's our Broken Arrow Oklahoma Bureau Chief, Nelson.
We are not about mercy.
No, I know.
We have tornadoes. They are not about mercy.
I know. That's very true.
It's okay, Mike. I love you like a brother.
Well, David just said I was referring to something to yesterday, so I'll just say, well, it doesn't count. But I will watch it, man. It is hard not to say that ugly ass word, but
the president has asked me to.
I didn't say it. Uh huh.
And he's a total loser. We're ashamed of him here in New Mexico. And I think it's very typical of our unnamed person to pick someone who has connections in Earl,
you know,
and to pick someone who is a loser.
Carol, you're skating real close to the edge, sweetheart.
And this guy who's going to be Secretary of the Air Force should be 86th.
I hear that, too.
Can we mention 43?
No.
You mean 86-43?
No, no. Now, there you go. Near the edge you're getting, Carol.
Guess what I was in within 100 feet of today.
Let me guess. I can't. Who were you in within 100 feet of today?
I was within 100 feet of Air Force One.
Really?
Yeah, right down the airport. And actually, Air Force One, I think the other one, there's another one there that looked just like it. I guess that'd be Air Force Two. It was out as well.
Did you see the colonels carrying the cases of Lone Star beer from the from the local distributor on board? You know, there's a picture of that. It came out, when was that, Kathy? About a couple of years ago, Lone Star beer, two full bird colonels carrying cases of Lone Star beer. I'm sure you saw it. They were carrying under the wing of Air Force One.
Well, hell, you got to keep the wet bar stocked. I mean,
well, but nobody in this criminal administration that I won't name drinks. They're all Christians and believers in the, you know, whatever. So
I'm
anyway.
Sure they have lots of entertainment going on those planes, lots of meetings and consulting and strategy sessions and
strippers.
Meetings.
Strippers and new dancers, and probably some poker games too. If Bill Bennett shows up, right?
Sure, and some cigars and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it was kind of interesting because I just got this weird call, like go down the airport, ask inside. It didn't say anything, and I went down there, and there's this guy in a jumpsuit. It's like, man, I'm getting stuck here for the day. I'm like, well, what's going on? Then I looked outside. There's these two jets, and the glare was right on my eyes, so I didn't see it at first. And I took turn around again. It says United States of America. I'm like, wow. Hey, and I said, was there anybody here I can meet? And he's like, no, they wouldn't even let me meet him. This guy I picked up was, like, flying a spy plane or something like that. And
so where'd you take him?
I just took him to, like, the hotel.
Oh. Didn't take him to a strip club or anything?
No.
Or a bar?
I think he was kind of caught on. He didn't have any overnight bag or anything. He was literally in his jumpsuit.
Oh, just hanging out, just trying to kill some time.
Yeah, I had to just take him to a hotel, and I can't tell you where or anything like that, but, you know, there's only so many hotels in this town. It was pretty interesting, though. I've never seen Air Force, the miniature Air Force One. They couldn't land a 747 in Santa Fe. It was like about 100 feet long or something like that.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know there was a miniature Air Force One.
Well, I think they have a few different, well, you know, they have helicopters, and whenever the president's on that.
Ah! Or, well, that's right. Any president, but there's a bell ring.
Yes, whenever you know, that person, whoever, Clinton. Whenever Clinton was helicopter, it was Air Force One.
There you go, James. Now you got it figured out.
And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until...